These are meaning in simple statements. in the wilderness, in the spot, in cornfield, in the soil, he took down mountain trees. The mountain revealed the meaning of trees, of birds, just for saying peace, the meaning of forests. This is in here before you say what the Lord is talking about. How is somebody not like the Lord is talking about? I told her yesterday, I was going to be telling you what the Lord is talking about. We have a meaning in the trees and in the birds. Meaning is true. True business now. For our business. Landowners, they will serve a wicked servants, feathers, beggars, household slaves, rain, waves, sand, thorns, grass, rocks, all of it. No one's existing for its own purpose. It didn't exist for its sake of existing at all. It's even for him and for his purpose and for greater good. These kingdoms have a perfect and meaning and a marvelous goal. Burning outside Jerusalem. Wrong meaning and purpose and wrong. When Jesus spoke to nature, be small. But to Israel, demonstrating power. Over nature, the nature itself doesn't consist as an end in and of itself, it's for him. For him first, it's the meaning of him. So it's surprising when Jesus describes nature, the word teaching of full strength, of sharing with us, he made every command of servable. Object or event or personal experience of all of those events in your soul. It submits to him. You will not submit to him. Humanity does not submit to him. And you are our world. And me. And God. Purpose. Jesus never spoke as a metaphor of any permanence. Jesus raised up everything. It shows what it means. Why it exists. Having complete control and ownership of all. It's not about an explanation for a lot of this that we say in this topic we actually see here. For he thinks about a little problem, that's to be like a little problem. Unless you humble yourself and become like this problem, the primary meaning of that comes. The primary purpose of that comes is the reality of insignificance. The world is insignificant to a possible category in which two children who fall in the ocean. They were insignificant. They cook. They need for water. That's the primary existence. And that's why Jesus said, unless you make yourself nothing. But there are plenty of observations that we can make there that are related to that church. Other valuable observations that we can make that are maybe going here for us today as we think about Jesus. Which the children, let them never stop what they do. Let them not be amazed by everything that they see. You are everywhere. We're born almost as well. With all of your background. We see it. Our brain has a core that has us to have you say so. Stuff that's in the pattern. Never feeling anymore. It's never thought about. Background noise. It's a canvas. All these things that stick out. All of the things that are always different or off-based. All the things that are colored terrible differently than the others. But everything has trapped into insignificance. We don't even recognize it. We don't see beauty in everyday things. We don't see beauty in life. We don't see the beauty and perfect of that. But of course, it's the reason. This is where the lack of what you've been. I know that's not true, so that's the beauty of life. But make a point. Children, that's not what you do. They have this skill. They have this. They have their beauty within them that God has given to them. That they're not going to be born on the children, but you're on the children born, not for a minute. Cardboard boxes for a funeral party are far more important than the room that they make. Their eyes haven't grown dull yet. They don't forget the wonder being powerful by the world. And they have a chance to bring this person. It's great for all persons. The question that we get is very dear to me. We must sit ourselves down and we're going to ask this question. You know what you're doing. Why? Endless. Everything. Even children themselves in the past. Even children were pure pieces. Showing the illustrations, examples, meaning was found. Everything Jesus had, the world of meaning living inside of it. And it's a big opportunity that Jesus said everything was just, it was just seed on a great grow. Why not? That's the world of being created everything by in the Bible with our Indian nation. That is great. Why not? But did God say in Genesis chapter 1? Let them produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the way. The first fruit of seed in it, according to the very question, was sown. And the land produced vegetation, plants bearing the seed, according to their plants and trees bearing fruit, with seed in it, according to their plants. And God saw that it was good. And the Jesus who said, a single seed that only dies can bring out of it new life. He showed us that just to everything we deserve, that we have everything in this world that we deserve, including ourselves. See what Jesus, even the way that the world has to die. That's what he said. He said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. The way that he first hear has to die. The way that he first observe a thing has to die so that what there is there, the meaning, the value that can be extracted out of the goal, so that it comes alive. Let me accept for it himself. Let me accept for it all. But what are we going to do? Not even meaning. All of it is for his purpose. Sugar. and sugar is a sweet product. Balance. The internet. We're going to have this thing. We want to offer us more of a daily than ever before. Yes, there's a potential that every single thing that happens, that you think that you have or evil, that's not true. But there's something besides TV. There's something besides love. There's something besides getting into the question of what it has. That's your inconceivable, is it not? Anyone can do that and have a friend with anyone that actually has an interest in the world and how. But if they think that it's okay that it's the only three or which we saw yesterday, I think that's what the creator of the Lord Jesus was dealing with when he came back and came out and saw spiritual counsel process work. He had to work. You think what's more people didn't know the what? You didn't know the how that we could work out of the air and travel around the moon? You think they didn't know how? You think they didn't know what without air? The how and the what doesn't bring you home in years. The how and the what? It's in our hearts to see. But when we're eclipsed from the dark side of the moon, it's all four mortals have ever seen. And when we believe that the sun will run out of us, it's the lie. It's the lie. Wisdom that defies knowledge. Wisdom is scattered. It's varied. It's very important, really. Knowledge. You're not proud of the doctrine of knowledge before with the moon. It's not there. We have that move. But woman, one that moves. Because the difference between the three sons of things. For us to learn that anyone becomes their own. And 50 years of the place for the oath of Shannon Hall. But the reason why we have, I think we still have them, we still have them all the people that we did. So the reason why we have any confessors. For a forest floor filled with horses and a forest full of oats. Your priest will know what your own faith and understand your meaning. The law of God often makes you feel like Jesus said what he said, but the very least, it must be a hateful thing. It must be the children as an illustration. It must be an insatiable, unavoidable quest in our life. The greatest question of all, in the world isn't looking after that person. We're not. That's why I'm telling you. It's not a value statement. It's just not the day for thought. The world isn't equipped to answer the question why? Only the how, only the what, only the mechanics. Not the meaning. Not the meaning. Why? house of utter corruption. But the next time you get out there, I know what you're going through. The next time you find your own life, it's coming to our face and the Lord. We can't ride in the house of time. Maybe you just stop for a second and remember. Or maybe you stop for a second and listen. Listen. What's in your father? Your father. Your father is your life. What you're wrestling, give them our little unique parallelogram to drawing. Your beautiful breathing in the different color and texture, showing the meaning of something. Telling us something that we've missed as that. Which is what we started with so many of us. In the Bible. What we have to realize is that even our very lives, our very best impossible results, something. There's a purpose in their community. He buried that grass. So they could. So they could raise it up. There's glorified remission. There's glorified change. All I heard as we heard some truth this week, we saw it, we heard it, we can see it, we can hear it. God is looking for our own strength. There's something in our own lives that is greater than us. And that's why we're calling out to the gospel. So, how do you hear that? How do you see that? We're all God's God. Either you see it with your eyes and there's a Jesus. You're all the one that died, or maybe the one that answered it with a sin. What am I really doing? What am I really doing in this water, or any body of water, wherever it is in our world? When we realize that our life isn't stuff, this is what I come and say, what are we really doing? We are confessing that we're already dead. We're already dead. You are saying it. We didn't believe it. We weren't hearing it. We weren't seeing it. We were alive in the heart. Why not? You know what sinner is? We frame it, and it's not wrong. It's just our fault. We frame it. In terms of all the behaviors, it's not false. But call it more than even that. It's not just that ethically we're not what we ought to be for God. It's so much more than just that. That's part of it. It's like sin kills you. You're dead. It's just sin that Paul hurt and wrong. A person who appears on paper, God's fine. And how would you look at that? How do you look at that? We bury them. We bury them. That's not what we're doing. Jesus said, listen, the bread is born, falls, ground, dies, no one's in it. The world's goals, the world's fulfilled purpose. Until you realize you're already dead. Until you bury. Until you bury your faith. Your purpose and your meaning is not being fulfilled. It's not an enlightenment, it's an invitation. It's an invitation to live. It's what we have to see, what we have to hear. to be the person God commanded you to be. What happens? What happens when the time of prayer is an instant? What happens when the time of prayer is an instant? What did I want to do with our Lord Jesus Christ? He raised him up. Glorified him. What's more, the glory that he has before the world began, and what he has done, what Christ will do with you, what has he done with you? Glory is into his glory, raising you up to walk in life. And he says, God, do you know what I've done? You're missing everything. You may be seen. You may be seen, but you are blind. And you are expecting anyone who ever wants to take care of you. But you know how God is going to be. So what are you ready to see? What are you ready to see? What are you ready to hear? To trust that only God can bring life out of life. And the life will come to you. Thank you.